Church members in Australasia, St. Helena, California, January 17, 1907. To our church members in Australasia, dear brethren and sisters, in the night season I was speaking to assemblies of our people in Australasia. I now wish to say to you with my pen that which, if it were possible, I would gladly say with my voice. The Lord calls your attention to His Word, to the law, and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Isaiah 8, verse 20. The truth will triumph gloriously. Let the churches begin to do the work that the Lord has given them, the work of opening the Scriptures to those who are in darkness. My brethren and sisters, there are souls in your neighborhood who, if they were judiciously labored for, would be converted. Efforts must be made for those who do not understand the word. Let those who profess to believe the truth become partakers of the divine nature, and then they will see that the fields are ripe for the work that all can do whose souls are prepared by living the Word. I entreat you to begin to work for those who are unconverted. Let the beams of light shining upon your own pathway shine upon the pathway of others. Think of how much truth you can give them by presenting a plain, "Thus saith the Lord." Ye sent unto John, Christ said, and he bare witness unto the truth. But I receive not testimony from man, but these things I say, that ye might be saved. He was a burning and a shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. But I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me, that the Father hath sent me. And the Father himself which hath sent me hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape, and ye have not his word abiding in you. For whom he hath sent, him ye believe not. Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come unto me, that ye might have life. John 5, verse 33-40. There are many in our churches to whom these words are applicable. Ye would not come unto me, that ye might have life. Verse 40. I am charged to present this chapter, the 5th of John, to our churches. Unless those who have had such great light shall awake from their sleep, and keep their lamps burning, they will slumber until they will at last find that their lamps are without oil. Now, without delay, let our people improve the opportunity to arise and shine. Let them take the Bible, and on their knees before God, confess their sins of neglect. Let every other consideration become secondary. Earthly, common business is of little consequence compared with eternal interests. Awake, ye sleeping virgins, and trim your lamps. With the Bible in your hands, go to your neighbors with the message of present truth. In the spirit of deep repentance, confess your past neglect in the assembly of God's people, as they meet to worship God. Then the Lord will pardon your transgressions and forgive your sin. If you feel that you have not the ability or the knowledge that are needed in order to present the truth to others, read your neglected Bible and seek for an understanding of the truth as it is in Jesus. Many have not developed a Christ-like character in the daily life and conversation. They have not lived for the Lord Jesus and for Him alone, daily gaining a fitness to unite with those who have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. There are many church members who have not cherished love and respect for one another. Let the members of our churches in Australasia now obtain oil for their vessels with their lamps, the holy oil of experience gained by developing Christ-like traits of character. Before it is forever too late, study the Scriptures with prayer. Let all church members cease to speak the language of condemnation and begin to work intelligently to obtain the pearl of great price, the meekness and lowliness of Him who took humanity upon Himself, that human beings might be partakers of the divine nature. Let there be heard no unkind comments about others. Let each one remember that his own case needs to be cured by a practice of the precepts found in the Word of God. Let no soul exalt himself or herself. Let not one word be spoken to disparage others. Seek instead to speak words that will bring courage and hope to those who are perishing out of Christ. Let fathers and mothers seek together for the truths found in the Word of God. Let them clothe their speech with the language of a converted soul, and then, with great earnestness and love, encircle their children with the influence of truly sanctified hearts. The Scriptures are to be to them the bread of life and their great lesson book.
May the Lord help you to understand His Word. If you will heed and practice this Word, you will become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Let our ministers and teachers seek knowledge from the one true source. Let them seek the Lord with much prayer, earnestly searching His Word to find the hidden treasure. Now, just now, is the golden opportunity to understand the truths of the Word, and let this opportunity be improved by all. Let the book of Daniel be read and its instruction heeded. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1335 days. But go thou, Daniel, thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. Daniel 12, verse 10, 12, 13. Daniel is today standing in his lot, and we are to give him place to speak to the people. Our message is to go forth as a lamp that burneth. At that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Verses 1 to 3. These words present the work that we are to do in these last days. We are not one half awake. We have not the power that is essential to the doing of the work that must be done. We must come into life, come into union. Now, just now, we must stand in that position where repentance and pardon shall be the striking features of our work. There must be no quarreling. It is too late to engage with Satan in his work of blinding eyes. It is too late to give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. I am instructed to say that when the Holy Spirit gives tongue and utterance, we shall see a work done similar to that done on the day of Pentecost. The representatives of Christ will work intelligently. There will not be found one man here and another there, seeking to tear down and destroy. Before the decree bring forth, before the day pass as the chaff, before the fierce anger of the Lord come upon you, before the day of the Lord's anger come upon you, seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. Zephaniah 2, verse 2, 3.